Today from Sauk County Land Resource and Environment Department, we welcome in conservation educator Jackie Pyer, and the dog days of summer have arrived, Jackie.
Yes, thanks, Tom. It's a hot and humid one.
Yeah, a couple of events coming up here in August that folks might want to attend, right?
Yeah, for sure. So we have coming up, they're kind of with our partner groups, which I'll explain in a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's called the Wisconsin River Basin Bash. That is a community event coming up on Thursday, August 7th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Park in Peard, Sac. So this is kind of held by our partner group, SWIG. Like I'm going to take a swig of coffee here. It's SSWIG, or the Sauk Soil and Water Improvement Group. This group is basically a bunch of farmers that get together and discuss conservation efforts and what they're doing on their farm. And they really are geared towards educating the public about conservation efforts on their farm and how that can, you know, help our water and soil quality in the area.
So it's geared toward farmers, but anybody can really learn something out of it, right?
Yes, definitely. And I'm involved with it. There's a lot of community members, just wherever they can help to, you know, spread the word about what everybody can do to do their part to, you know, save our water and soil quality for everything we enjoy, from swimming in the lakes to, you know, eating.
So that's really a calling card for Sauk County, just the natural beauty and the environment, too.
Oh, right? Yeah, definitely. You'd see those rolling hills, the cattle in the pastures, the nice, the contour strips of the farms, the different, you know, corn and hay. It's just beautiful here.
Oh, we love the corn, just not the corn sweats that have been emanating all across the summer, right?
Yep, that's for sure. So this group, they're super active, so they wanted to do a community event to include everybody, not just area farmers. So this Basin Bash is going to be geared towards, you know, it's open to public. It's really geared towards educating about this conservation agriculture and soil and water quality. So there'll be a bunch of organizations there, like the DNR. They'll do kind of like a fish shocking demo. There'll be lots of different tables and kids activities that you can interact with and just kind of see what's going on in the Wisconsin River Basin, which at least all of us around here live in the greater Sauk County area. See what people are doing, the farmers and conservation professionals, to help keep our soil and waters healthy so that we can continue to enjoy them. But this event, you know, you come, you can get a free meal while they last. You can get a free shirt. We got silent auction of local goods. See lots of different activities. We might even have some cow poop bingo, which will be super exciting.
Only in Wisconsin.
I know.
Is that a calling card, right?
Yeah. But there'll be a little live music over dinner. So it's an open house from 4 to 8, but dinner will be served 5:30 to 6:30 with a little bit of live music sprinkled in there.
Great.
And there'll be demonstrations every half hour. So we'll have our famous rainfall simulator, if you haven't seen that in action. The Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection will be there. The Lake Redstone Protection District will do a presentation. There'll be some hydrologists there, you know, showing people how to monitor water right on the river there. You can check out some cool macroinvertebrates and the little water bugs and see what those all mean. And then SWIG, our farmer group, is going to be doing a rotational grazing demonstration with their kind of new fencing that they can do, and folks can move fencing. It's pretty cool. You just step it in and move the cattle around too.
Sure.
So yeah, it'll be fun for everybody. Again, that's August 7th from 4 to 8 at the Veterans Memorial Park in Peard de Sac.
RSVP encouraged?
Yeah, so folks can find out more information at RSVP either on the SWIG Facebook page or the website. It's swig.org, SSWIG.org.
Great.
And just find the handy little events tab and give yourself a little reminder there.
Awesome. And so that's coming up on August 7th, and a couple of weeks later, another grazing workshop that you've put together, right?
Yeah. So Sauk County LRE, along with SWIG too, we usually put on a grazing workshop every other year, but it's such a popular practice in Sauk County of rotational grazing. So we're going to do another one this year. And that's going to be taking place August 20th here in Reedsburg at the Country Club. Again, you can find more information on the SWIG website, and there's also a Facebook event for that too. We are for this grazing workshop, we are bringing in Steve Kenyon. He's a Canadian grazer that focuses on custom grazing. So let's say he, you know, leases land and then he puts cattle on it for folks. So either you know, don't own the cattle, you're just providing or bringing them up from somewhere else and putting them on somebody else's land, which is a great option. I mean, even for landowners that are interested, you know, we have a lot of non-operating landowners here with farmland, you know, that you inherited, that, you know, you have crop farmers on. If you're interested in getting cattle on there, this might be, a good day of learning, too, for those kind of folks. If folks can't make it to the Reedsburg one, we're partnering with a couple other groups. So August 18th, Steve will be in Sinsinawa, Wisconsin, and on the 19th, he'll be in Viroqua. So again, those are all on the website, but the one closest to here will be at the Country Club hosted by the LRE and our farmer group, SWIG. And that is $20 a person. First half will be at the Country Club, kind of like a classroom style. You can ask questions there, and Steve will do a presentation, and then we'll head down south a few minutes to the Sauk County Farm for a nice little pasture walk that's led by Steve Kenyon there.
Great. Talking with Jackie from the Sauk County Land Resource and Environment Department, and she brought along a guest, intern Robert. And Robert, you're working a little project over at Lake Redstone. Tell us about it.
Yes, sir. So back in 2018, the Lake Redstone Protection District had a survey done to assess the shoreline habitat. And so what I'm doing, or what I just wrapped up doing the field survey of, was the updated 2025 revision of this. So over the past 6 days or so, I went out on a boat with some great volunteers and got driven around the whole 17.6 miles of lake, assessing each individual property, looking for tree cover, shrub cover, woody habitat, just noting anything that would be of concern or something that we can improve to better the habitat on Lake Redstone.
Like what? What did you find, an example of what you were looking for and what you found?
Let's see. So the main point of this report is looking at like improvement or changes from the 2018. So I'm still going through all that data, getting it all organized. So I don't really have a answer for you just yet. Sorry about that.
But I mentioned you learned a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just the whole experience here, this being like my first internship, never been up to Wisconsin. They've thrown me in head first, and it's been amazing. We have a wonderful office of incredibly passionate and knowledgeable staff. And it's been a great experience out here.
I was trying to decipher your accent. I can't put my thumb on it.
I don't think anyone can.
No.
So I go to school down in Alabama.
Okay.
So big fan of y'all.
Yeah.
But then parents were both in the military, so we moved around just a ton before that.
Yeah.
So it's a mishmash of everything.
Well, I have family from Georgia, so I knew it wasn't Georgia and it wasn't the Carolinas. So yeah. I would have gotten Alabama eventually. So what's next for the rest of the summer for you?
Let's see. So compiling that report, I have a few of our cost shares to finish up. Let's see. And then after that, I should be starting on our countywide livestock inventory assessment. So that I'll be driving around the county looking for critters.
Wow. Very succinct. Robert, good luck and welcome to Sauk County.
Thank you so much.
So again, Jackie, a couple of events that SWIG is putting on, to go to their Facebook or their website and get RSVP'd and learn something later this summer, right?
Yep, and have fun and get a full belly.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks, Tom.
From the Sauk County Land Resources and Environment Department, that's Jackie and Robert, our guests today.